Good morning. Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Lena. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. This may be a simple one-question phone call. I, for 17 years, have been in the mortgage business, self-employed, not self-employed, but 1099. And I've tried to find other jobs way outside of my field, and I've just thought that it's going to happen any day. Can 1099 people receive any kind of unemployment?
How do you mind if I place you on a brief hold to see?
No, ma'am.
Do you have, like, the company name and stuff, like all of the company information that you work with who gave you the 1099?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, sir, then you can file for it.
Wow. Okay, I didn't think so. Do you need two employers since the one goes back 17 years?
You will have. I would need your most recent employer. So, if the one that you're filing for, So if that's the, I finna say if it's 17 years, the one you're filing for, then that's fine.
Okay. Well, all the information that you wanted, I can probably recite it to you. So.
Okay. So I could go ahead and get that claim filed for you. May I have your social security number?
No, you can't have that on the phone. No, I'm just playing. I look at it as if I call somebody and they ask for it, then that's fine. If they call me, no way.
I know, right?
Yeah. I'm big on not taking up people's time, so I'm going to try to speed it along. But my social is 422-17-6425.
Okay.
Let me ask you one question real quick.
Yes, sir.
I'm just being totally honest. My website is up and running, and I get, I don't know, I'd say I probably get four leads a month, but every single one of them says, oh, no, I'm not taking that at this interest rate. No way. So that's been going on for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
My phone rarely is sad. You'd think I have no friends or nothing. My phone rarely rings. So I will be, in a way, working if somebody does call me. And if I did get a deal, I would be honest. I'm a Christian and stop the unemployment. But I want to be just totally honest. Is that would that cause a problem if, you know, I don't know, y'all checked up on me and I did answer the phone and you did say you wanted a rate and I gave you a rate and then you said no way, because that's been my year and a half. I mean, I have not sold any of them. I have probably 100 people calling me.
So it's not going to be a problem if you do. So you work for yourself, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not going to be a problem. As long as, like, you are, when you do your weekly claim, then you report the wages you made the previous week, if you made any. And if you didn't make any, you don't report it.
Okay. I just want to be transparent up front. So I'll let you take back over. That's the only other question I had that I want to make sure that I didn't deceive.
No problem. Am I asked who I'm speaking with?
Yes. My name is Stephen, Stephen S. Underwood.
Okay. And what was the title or the name of your last employer?
SMG Mortgage.
Okay. So let's go ahead and get you registered so that we could get this unemployment claim.
promoted. But this is where he'll say treatment HR.
And Mr. Steven, do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And Mr. Steven, you said the middle initial was S, correct?
Yes, or Scott spelled
out. Okay. Okay, so let's go ahead. And may I have your date of birth, Mr. Steven?
Yes, ma'am. It's August
11th, 1970. Okay. That was August 11th, 1970, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your mother's maiden name?
Kirkland, K-I-R-K-L-A-N-D.
K-I-R-K-L-E-N-D?
No, L-A, Kirk and then Land.
L-A-N-D. Oh, okay. And do you have driver's license?
546-2715, Alabama.
546-2715?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And may I have a good contact number for you, Mr. Steven, just in case our call get disconnected?
Sure you can. 205-908-2993.
Okay. And what is your preferred language?
It's the one we're talking in.
Okay. And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay.
I'm a smart guy. That's why I'm so picked off. I mean, I've applied at car dealerships. I mean, that's why I'm so perturbed, and I'm beginning to think it's my age.
Probably, but I don't think so. Like, it's some jobs that we'll hire.
Yeah, I mean, I put in some applications that were just absolutely ridiculous, like climbing up on roofs, which I'm scared of heights, and doing bid, which I don't know how I'd get by that, but anyway.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
I actually read all that last night. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
I didn't even know this benefit was going to be available.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
You know, I'll be honest with you, I might have, but when you sign up for some of these job boards, they're not trying to give you a job. They're trying to, like, get you to start college again and all kinds of stuff, and I get so many crap emails. I could have gotten it.
Yes, sir.
I don't know that I did.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
All righty. And that contact number was 205-908-2993?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And your date of birth was August the 11th, 1970?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your mother's maiden name?
You asked me that already. Kirkland.
Yeah, that's what I was trying.
Okay, I thought you were trying to trick question me.
And you did say your license state was Alabama, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And your license number was 546-2715?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, I do have a few demographic questions for you, Mr. Stephen. What is your race?
White.
And are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Okay. What is your highest grade you completed in school?
I almost finished college, so partial college.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your residential address?
It is 3308 Circle, just like a circle, and then hill, like going downhill.
Is that one word or two words?
That's each individual word.
Okay.
And then it's a road.
Okay. So 3308 Circle Hill Road?
Yes, ma'am.
And what city?
That is Vestavia.
And what is that zip code?
But don't think I'm rich. I'm still with my mom.
And what is that zip code?
35243.
Okay. Okay. And come on, computer. Okay. And is this your mailing address as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your occupation? Oh.
Mortgage originator.
And you said you was a mortgage. What was it?
Originator. O-R-I-G
N-A-T-O-R, I believe.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
I'm seeking work in all kinds of occupations.
Okay. Do you obtain work only through a union hiring hall?
Have I tried a union hiring hall? No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Well, in theory, I'm still working. As far as if my phone rings, I answer it, but people say that I'm not going to do that at these high interest rates. Sorry.
Yes, sir. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Oh, yeah.
Are you available to accept full-time?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I hadn't thought about it. 15 or 20 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Probably, let's see, 20.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
I'm sorry?
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
I do. I mean, I work for him, but I'm 1099, so I don't know how exactly that's considered.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on commission base, or do you have real estate license?
No, I have a mortgage license, and I am commission based.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workman's compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in a time between October 1st, 2022 and September 30th, 2023?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No, because if that's all I make this year, I probably have to pay taxes anyway.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after your approval. After you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. However, which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And would you like it in your checking or savings?
Checking.
Please, what is your routing number?
My routing number is 0620000019.
May you repeat that for verification purposes?
Yes, ma'am. 0620000019.
And what's your account number?
0267703 00594.
And may you repeat it for verification purpose?
You were going to say that again. 02677005 94.
Okay, thank you so much for that information.
No problem.
And what was the name of your last employer?
You've already asked me that one too. You trying to trick me?
No.
It's SMG Mortgage.
And do you have the address for them?
I do. It's 248 Griffin.
Hold on one second. You said 248 Griffin?
I'm sorry. I mix this up all the time. It's 204.
Okay, hold on. 204.
Griffin, G-R-I-F-F-I-N. Next word is Park, P-A-R-K, and then Drive.
What city is?
Oh yeah, Birmingham, 35242.
35242.
Mhm.
And what was, I'm sorry, repeat the name for it again so I can make sure I'm having it right.
Yeah, it's S is in Sam, mm-hmm. M is in Mary, G is in Goat, Mortgage.
And Mr. Stephen, do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your start date for them?
I've left and came back a time or two, but I think it was February 2011. Now, the reason I said 17 years earlier is because I've been doing the exact same job for 17 years.
Right. And you said it was February 2011?
When I went to work for SMG. Yes.
Okay. No problem. And when was your end date?
Well, like I said, since he's not paying me any benefits, and there's no reason for him to let me go or lay me off. He's just waiting until the interest rates come down and I answer a call one day and I actually get a customer.
Okay. So when the last time you had a customer?
Middle of, June of 23.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that. I'm sure of that.
Okay. And do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
No, no matter.
Okay. And I'm still here with you, Mr. Steven. Just bear with me one moment, okay?
Sure.
Okay. And I'm still here with you, Mr. Steven. I'm just trying to get the employer pulled up so that we can have it as your employer, okay? Mr. Steven, are you there? Mr. Steven, are you there? Of course not.